Brad Davidson, pretty good meeting coming up on the weekend. And also, don't forget, it's the Goodwood in Adelaide. We've got the good meeting in Sydney. And then we've got, obviously, Doomben up there in Brisbane. Good morning, Brad.
Yeah, good morning, guys. Yeah, you're right. Outstanding weekend of racing coming up. Racing returns to Rose Hill, first of all. It's the first meeting there for a couple
of months. 6 weeks, is it?
Yeah,
at least.
7 weeks. Yeah, so fresh pad of grass. Expected to play pretty well there and with the rail in the true position and some great weather in Sydney at the moment. And, of course, as you said, Doomben Cup up north. Some other feature races there. We've got the Goodwood in Adelaide. So, yeah, there's plenty of action right around the country tomorrow.
And the Tabba are making a big announcement about the Everest today in the slot they own.
Yeah, that's correct. 1:48 p.m. this afternoon, Tab will announce their runner in the Everest. So that's on Sky Thoroughbred Central, be exclusive there. So make sure you tune in, channel 528 on Foxtel there. Of course, if you don't have Foxtel, you can watch it on the racingnewsouthwales.com.au website there. You can live stream it. But yes, of course, so far we've got Parada and Classic Legend in the race, so we'll see who joins them at 1:48 p.m. this afternoon.
And I don't think there'll be a change in the market there, Brad. I think Santa Ana Lane is currently the $5 favourite at tab.com.au, but already we expect Santa Ana Lane to be in the field. So.
Yeah, that's true. So I think, you know, the market won't change too much on what happens unless it's a complete surprise and a wild card left of field.
Is this a surprise, Glenn Boss returning to ride in Australia?
Well, he flagged it a few months ago, didn't he, when he was doing those promotions, or a month ago probably, when he was doing promotions for the Queensland Winter Carnival. So we knew it was on the cards. Some people probably thought it was going to be a little bit later than this, but he's going to return by the end of the month to base himself, I think, in Melbourne to start with, but looking at the potential of moving to Queensland as well. So yeah, it'd be good to have Bossy back. He's been overseas for a while now. So, yeah, he wants to come home and finish his career and, By all reports, he sounds like he's going to work very hard and give himself every opportunity to finish on the right note.
Yeah, I'm happy to have him home. And, of course, he's a lightweight rider. He can, if he has to, get down to that 49.5. Hopefully, he doesn't have to get down to that too often. But Singapore Racing's actually on a bit of a downward spiral. And, obviously, racing in this country, but in particular New South Wales, is certainly the prize money is astronomical.
Yeah, and as you touched on, TK, he's a rider that can ride very light. We saw that aboard Brutal in the Doncaster. So, you know, he gives himself so many options, and he's been renowned as a big time rider for many, many years now. So I'm sure his services will still be used down throughout those big Group One handicaps throughout the spring and autumn.
What about in Doomben tomorrow? There's another nice little race, the JRA Plate. There's a couple of good horses in it.
Yeah, it's interesting up there because you obviously got the Doomben Cups, your feature race, but a lot of people are suggesting this three-year-old class is going to overshadow it to some degree, Zoo Style versus Plague Stone. Some even tipping it to be one of the races at the carnival up there. The Tab went up Plague Stone, I think, favourite over Zoo Style, and that market changed pretty quickly in about an hour or so, and now Zoo Style is the heavily backed favourite in that race. So one likes to roll along, bowl along at a really good speed out in front in Zoo Style and run time. And the other one, Plague Stone, probably likes to just sit off and finish with a really nice turn of foot. So I haven't done much Queensland form, haven't had the chance, but I've always had a huge rap on Zoo Style, and I think it'd be pretty hard to beat up there tomorrow.
Well, we know you're all over the Sydney form, mate. Who do you like at Rose Hill tomorrow?
Yeah, I think the best at Rose Hill tomorrow is Race 7, number 5, Grey Lion. I know some people will say, well, he started $41 the other day and now you have to take about $4.50 after the scratching 60s groove. But I don't think that was a reflection of how well he's going last time out. His price, he just got drifted out to a ridiculous price there. And he had to go right back from the gate, but still beat them comfortably there. And the key is he's drawn a lovely gate here so he can park closer. He's only got 56.5 kilos. I know he goes up 3.5, but that doesn't bother me too much at those from 53 to 56.5. He gets his good track again. He's trialled the house down since, and I thought he was the best there tomorrow. Race 7, number 5. I could spec a couple outside of him. I just put him down as the main one. But race 6 generals, I think, is over the odds. And in the last, Monsieur Sisu and Asterius, they're the two I'll be specing, both at about 15-1. Asterius has a really good fresh record, and same with Monsieur Sisu, who they both trialled up really well too. So there's a couple of roughies in the last there, Asterius and Montes. They still at 15-1 each.
Good on you, Brad. We like a little bit of value, but we like winners as well. So race 7, number 5, Grey Line. Thanks to Brad Davidson.